From the studios of Adventist World Radio in Pune.
From Adventist World Radio in Pune,
a warm welcome to you as you join us.
This is our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring inspirational music,
health talk on principles of life that are basic.
With more enjoyable music, you'll also hear God's word to enrich you spiritually. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, and you're listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope.
Let's begin our program with a song.
Listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope from Pune, India. Dear friend, life's rich treasures such as health, happiness, and peace of mind are portrayed in our health talk in a new way.
Today's society has many problems. How can we cope up with them? How can we enjoy health and happiness each day in the face of these influences that bombard us continually?
It's time to hear a health talk. Stay with us.
Dear friends, today the title of our health talk is How to Deal with Clinical Depression. Do you feel depressed all the time and has negativity taken control over you to affect your routine activities? Clinical depression is a severe form of depression that makes life of the affected person difficult. Learn to deal with this depression through this talk. A depressed person turns into a pessimist. He fails to see the silver lining every dark cloud has and loses all the hope to better his life. It is natural to feel depressed when certain things go wrong, when we face setbacks in career or business, when we fail in relationships, and when the thoughts of guilt and insecurity comes hunting. The reason for depression could be anything. Only one thing can help you beat this negativity, and it is your willpower. What is clinical depression? Hemangi Harankhedkar says, we all have gone through those bouts of sadness. When you feel each event and every person is working against you, such thoughts in most cases are temporary. If a few hours or in a day you turn the same person you were earlier, busy with the routine. But the case is different with a person having clinical depression. Clinical depression is an acute form of depression that is difficult to cure. A person with clinical depression will always feel sad and will view life negatively, which includes his social life, interaction with others, enjoyment, and he restricts himself from the world. He feels low about himself. At the extreme, the person has to fight suicidal thoughts, which is the worst. This condition is difficult to recover from, but not impossible. Here are some ways to fight it. Think positive. Keep negativity at bay. You know it is quite well that negativity is of no use. It has helped no one and will not in the coming. So next time you have a negative thought, bury it then and there. Think about something else. Bring back your pleasant memories and feel them. Watch television. Talk to a friend. But don't let that killing negative thought spread in your mind. You should always think positive no matter what and never lose hope of a better future. Channelize your energy to your goal. What is the reason for your depression? Have you failed in your goal and made yourself believe that you cannot achieve it? Is there no way left to help you achieve it? You may have answered the above questions in a yes, but spoiling your life just because you couldn't achieve your goal is wrong. Believe me, there is always something better that awaits. Set a new goal and harness all your energy to realize it. Let your thinking revolve around it. Use mental visualization as a tool to motivate yourself. The key here is stay busy with something. There should be a purpose that keeps you motivated and going. Let not failure ruin your life. Be hardworking and sincere towards what you want. Even if you don't get it, your effort would never go waste, and at the end you will be rewarded. Contour low, self-esteem. You are special. We all are unique and blessed in our own way. We all fail in realizing this and brood that others are luckier and live a better life. But again, this is negative thinking. Don't feel depressed because you are an underachiever and have achieved nothing till date. Losing all hope and doing nothing to better your life is the wrong attitude. The key lies in being a fighter and having a strong belief in oneself. Always keep in mind, you are special in your own way, and be optimistic. Exercise, meditate, eat healthy, live a balanced life. Help yourself to make your life better. You are the only person who can do it. Always remember, people would help you to be a certain extent. It is you who has to decide and take this action. You should learn to make your life better, as it is your life, God's gift to you. So recover out of your depression and take all the efforts to normalize your life. Bring back the enthusiasm in your life. Do physical exercise. Go for early morning meditation. jog, get back to the physical activity you enjoyed doing it in the past. This will help you better. Eat healthy fruits and nuts, nourish yourself and reap the benefits you need. Give time for everything that is your goal and enjoyment in life. Let not your past haunt you. You can do nothing to change it, but you can definitely make your tomorrow beautiful if you live the present moment in the correct way. Eat food that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, as they are known to boost the mood. Your food should be rich in all the nutrients, vitamins. Plan your meal and never skip any of the meals, especially breakfast. Realize your food and learn to care for yourself. Visit your friends and family and share your worries. Spending time sharing your thoughts with your near and dear ones will help feel good and lighten your burden to a certain extent. This will also help you stay busy. Learn to share your problems with your trusted friends. There is always a way out, and you are failing to see it. So utilize your weekends and meet your dear ones. Everyone has problems in life, but people do not surrender and restrict themselves to the corridors. They still live life to the fullest and fight to solve their problems. Similar should be your attitude. Discuss your problems with someone you feel close to and be social to enjoy life. Medication and counseling help to a certain extent. If nothing of the above seems to help you, and if you are depressed in turning worse day by day, you should not worry from seeking professional help. It for your own benefit. Seek the help of a doctor who will help you get over the depression. But before visiting the doctor for counseling, help yourself through your own mind. As I had mentioned it earlier, it's your willpower that is utmost important. Come out of it. You need to. Yes, you need to come out of this depression. Realize that you're doing harm to yourself, and staying dispirited is not going to help you. Life is not always a bed of roses, but it also not always a bed of thorns. These phrases are temporary. There is always a ray of hope, and this is true in your case also. Realize what is depressing you and then take all the efforts you can to recover from it. So don't let depression take control of your life. Learn to control your life to make it better. Mentioned above were some ways to cope with clinical depression. Put in all your effort and willpower, and you will find life beautiful again. We all face regrets and setbacks, but these issues should not stop you from living your life and hating yourself. Love your life, it's temporary, and you have only one chance to live it.
Thank you for a nice health talk. We are sure it was hope for the despondent, cheer for the sick, and rest for the weary. Keep listening to AWR. It will open the door to a new experience in your life.
To know more on our program, you are welcome to write to us on
Adventist World Radio, Post Box number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You can also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
You could also hear all our programs on our website. That's on awr.org/English program.
Before you hear God's word, here's another song.
Into your eyes.
Time to hear God's word.
Dear listener, when the work of Christ on earth was drawing to a close and he knew that his hour was come, John chapter 13 verse 1, he began to feel the weight of sin resting heavily upon him. The one who knew no sin must suffer for sin that he might save sinners. How he longed for sympathy and love to sustain him. But there was none. His disciples who should have aided him were in strife among themselves, trying to decide which one should be the greatest in the kingdom they thought was soon to be established. They shared the mistaken idea held by the Jews that the Christ would come, would free them from the Roman yoke and re-establish the throne of David. They failed to comprehend the words of Jesus when he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." John chapter 18 verse 36. Dear listener, as the feast of the Passover drew near, Jesus took advantage of the occasion to meet once more with his disciples before his crucifixion. There were many things he must tell them that they might withstand the ordeal just before them. This proved to be the last time Jesus met his disciples with all the 12 present. As they were seated around the table in the upper chamber, an uneasiness was discernible. Something had been neglected. At the meeting of this kind, a servant was procured to wash the guests' feet. The pitcher, basin, water, and towel were there, but no servant. Jesus waited for one of the disciples to perform this menial service, but pride forbade. Jesus used this occasion to teach his disciples a valuable and much needed lesson. He rose from his seat, laid aside his outer garment, girded himself with the towel, and washed his disciples' feet. Thus he taught the lesson that humility here is prerequisite to greatness in the kingdom to come. When they were seated again, Jesus instituted a new ordinance called the Lord's Supper. This was to replace the Passover, as Jesus, the Paschal Lamb, was soon to be slain. As a consequence, the significance of the Passover would forever vanish. Accordingly, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples to eat. He also took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to the disciples to drink. Then he informed them that as often as they repeated this ordinance, they did it in remembrance of him. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. The bread represented the broken body, and the wine the blood of our Lord Master. Dear listener, before Jesus and his disciples left the upper chamber, Judas departed, never again to associate with his master or with the disciples. Soon after, as Jesus and the 11 walked to the Garden of Gethsemane, he taught them many lessons which proved most valuable. Upon reaching the garden, Jesus fell to the ground because of his weakened condition. He began to agonize with God, the one who had brought comfort and cheer to thousands of homes now needed comfort and cheer. Where were his friends? They were only a few feet away, asleep. Nearby could be heard the steps of those coming to take Jesus to justice. The angry mob was led by Judas, a trusted friend who was ready to betray him. Yes, the friend of sinners, the Son of God, lay prostrate on the ground communing with his never-failing help, his Father. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou wilt. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. His prayer ended. Jesus now was resigned to whatever fate awaited him. The one who had raised the dead and healed all the manners of disease, the one whom both devils and the elements obeyed, must, with all meekness and humility, go forward to meet an ignominious death. After his capture, he was taken to the home of the high priest, where he should have found a friend. Caiaphas had every occasion to know the facts about the plan of salvation, but he turned a deaf ear. Yes, Christ came into his own, and his own received him not. John chapter 1, verse 11. Dear listener, he was more than rejected. He was mocked, spat upon, scourged, and falsely accused. He was taken through both the Jewish and Roman courts, and then presented to the mob to be crucified. Dear listener, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 says, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures and rose again the third day. Dear listener, let me end this message with an illustration. A boy stood outside an art store looking intently at a painting of Jesus on the cross. A man approached and asked, "Do you know who that is?" The boy answered, "Yes, sir, that is Jesus, the Savior who died on the cross to save me. Those people around him are the soldiers who killed him, and that woman who is crying was his mother." The man patted the boy on his head and walked away. He had not gone far when he felt a tug on his sleeve. The same little fellow he had spoken to moments before, he said, "Please, sir, I forgot to tell you something else. Jesus is not on the cross anymore. He is alive because he rose again. He is in the heaven today." That youngster knew the living Savior who died and rose and lives today. He knew the truth about the gospel. The climax of the gospel is the resurrection. Every sermon preached by the apostles included that the news that Jesus is not dead. Today, no matter how eloquent a sermon may be, it is not the gospel if it leaves Jesus on the cross or in the tomb. A dead man can save no one. Do you personally, dear listener, know and boldly proclaim the living Savior? The good news is not that Jesus lived and died, but that He died and lives. Dear listener, now it is time for you to make your decision. Do you believe that Jesus died as a sacrifice for your sins? Do you believe that He rose from the garden tomb to prove His deity and to establish Himself as the only mediator between God and you? Dear listener, it's your choice. You've heard the evidence. You've seen the historicity of the Bible's claims. Are you ready to put your faith in Jesus? Are you willing to accept His gift to you? He is waiting for your answer. May God bless you to take the right decision at the right time. Dear listener, let's pray. Our loving and living Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for life and its activities. Lord, we are busy living for ourselves. May we look at ourselves who are weak and frail in our faith. Lord, we want to thank Thee for teaching us humility through Your life. May we practice this in our lives. We need Your Holy Spirit to strengthen us to do this. We praise You for conquering death on the cross and taught us how to live. We commit our lives in Your mighty hands. Take us, mold us, and fashion us according to Thy will. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
With this, we have almost come to the end of our program. To know more on God's Word, we would love to receive your letters on
Adventist World Radio, Post Box Number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You can also write to us on Adventist Media Center at gmail.com.
You may also follow all our programs on our website, that is awr.org/English program. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, signing off from Adventist World Radio.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Until then, we wish you good health and a happy home.
Goodbye, and God bless you.